This is episode number 2143 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
How much money did Tom Brady make during his football career?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know. I'm sitting down.
I'm not ready for it, and I'm reading it. All right, 22 years, right?
Yeah, 22 years. Yeah.
Sport Track and Forbes estimates that Tom made in his, time playing professional ball.
Yes.
$293 million.
Wow.
With all of his playing contracts,
wow,
and another $160 million off the field in his endeavors and endorsements.
Oh, wow. So $293, $160, that's $453 million. Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so, I mean, to keep playing, it's just for the sheer love of the game.
Well, and a few million.
And
I think he was making $30 million a year, and he had a signing bonus of $50 million. Yeah, no. That's worth playing for.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like chump change to them, but it's still multiple millions.
What about Subway?
Now, that's the weirdest endorsement he has.
Oh, that was funny.
I still see it on TV. Maybe not after yesterday, but...
No, I saw one.
No.
Well, no.
Well, yesterday he legally retired yesterday.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for 3 or 4 days, but yesterday was the day he came out.
And so I didn't see one yesterday. So here's an endorsement for a place he wouldn't step foot inside the
door. No! I don't think he's ever eaten there. Maybe since he was in college.
So you have to wonder how effective for Subway is it besides comedic relief.
Here's Tom Brady pitching Subway, something he doesn't eat.
But they made light of that, though.
Yeah,
they made
true.
Fun of that. I think,
and he's not in the store. You realize that when he's on the commercial, he's standing outside a store. He's not inside the store.
Oh, good grief. Well, Steph Curry made fun of the fact that it's like, you know, Tom Brady, you don't eat bread during football season, basically.
Yeah, right.
God, I can smell the bread now.
I know, right? You get Subway. That's the best part about being in a Subway.
And the places that have a bacon. Subway next to him.
Yeah.
Or a pizza place next to him. There was a bank that was next door to Subway I used to go to, and I'd be starving every time I left. Anyway, he also made money off his endorsements. I can smell the bread. He made money off his endorsements and deal with Under Armour, where he has a line of athletic sportswear, plus Upper Deck, Molecules, Mattress, and more.
Yeah,
because there was that one mattress he was wearing a tux.
Remember that one?
Elevator or whatever? Yeah. And sees the bed with no sheets on
all
it.
All I know is they've got so much money.
But wife Gisele Bündchen is the real breadwinner in the house.
Speaking of bread.
Earning at least double of what Tom did while he was in the
NFL.
No
kidding. Are you kidding me? Wow. Wow.
Which just amazes me.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, because did she really even work anymore? Do you see her doing stuff?
Occasionally.
Yeah, but I mean, she's at a certain age, you know.
Oh, well, she still looks good, though.
She's a mature model.
But she was one of the highest paid models.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So their net worth is hovering combined around, it's right under $1 billion.
So what happens when they split up and they get divorced? I mean, do they have to, like, split each other's money, or do they just go their separate ways?
Well, see, you have to wonder, because now Tom's going to be hanging around the house.
I know. She's going to get pretty bored with him.
She might go say, you know, go get Gronk and go play football.
You guys go do something.
You're driving me nuts.
Leave me alone.
Well, maybe this is an omen for Simon Cowell. Maybe.
Uh-oh.
You would think so. Stay off the electric bike. Good grief, Simon Cowell. Last Thursday, Simon was biking around West London when the wheels slipped out from under him on the wet pavement.
Uh-oh.
And he reportedly went flying over the handlebars while going 20 miles per hour and spilled into the middle of the road.
That's fast. On a bike? That's fast.
Yeah, it was pretty fast. And he was not wearing a helmet.
What's that all about?
Dumb. Dummy. Anyway,
did he crack his head open?
No.
Oh, lucky him.
I've knocked some sense into him.
Yeah.
Anyway, luckily he only broke his arm.
Wow.
Out of all that, he just broke his arm.
Wow.
You might recall.
Still, that's a mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, Bono broke his arm in a bike accident a few years ago.
Oh, that was bad.
He can't hardly play the guitar. So.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah. Not that Cal has to worry about that.
No.
You know, yeah, it's like, does he have to lift a finger for anything?
No.
Because he's
Simon
Cal. Get me that. I need that right now. And do it the way I want it done.
Who knows?
I thought that was pretty good, actually.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay, I'll work
it
on
it. It was passable.
It was passable. I'll work on it.
Yeah, you work on that. So you might recall last year, Simon had remember his mishap on bike in Malibu?
Yeah,
in the
Yeah, he's liking these electric bikes.
Yeah.
They're dangerous.
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Well, he got off easier this time because when he was in the boo and he fell off his electric bike, broke his back in three places.
Yeah.
And that was a 6-hour surgery.
Yep.
He prepared the spine and they put a metal rod into his back.
Seriously, he is lucky to be walking. That was a pretty serious injury. So why? Why, Simon? Why the bike? I mean, look, it's a motorized bicycle.
Get a Vespa.
Yeah, I think a Vespa would be way more fun.
It'd be safer.
I think it would be safer, baby. Look, he's of a certain age.
Yes.
And that's part of the problem. So his bones are a little more brittle, you know? You don't bounce like you used to, Cal.
Exactly.
You just don't.
Exactly. Leave the bouncing to the youths.
To the youths.
Yes. All right, so he broke his arm, sent to the hospital.
Yeah.
Released from the hospital.
Right, sure.
Sporting a bright yellow cast over his arm.
Goodness.
Doesn't say what arm.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, it would really suck to break the arm that's your dominant arm.
I know. He's Simon Cowell. He doesn't need a dominant arm. You know, as long as you got
There's a couple of things
that you need to have a dominant arm for. But pretty much everything else.
Like your morning constitutional.
Yeah. Anything else, he's got people to wait on him. Hey, you know what's happening here in the next couple of days?
Hmm.
Halle Berry's new movie's coming out.
What's it called?
Moonfall.
Oh, yes,
It's a sci-fi thriller. She's in space.
Thriller.
I'm loving this. And they had the premiere, and the premiere had to be cordoned off. There was something about it. I don't remember what the deal was.
Why? Because were the fans group?
No,
were you there?
Super spreaders. You know, they couldn't have. Yeah, they had to move it to a state where they'd allow them to have a premiere. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just joking.
Maybe it was cordoned off to keep you away from, you know, a close proximity to her.
They showed something the other day on YouTube. All of the movies she's been in since she started in 1990. And, you know, she's been in a lot of movies. She's actually been working since 1990.
You don't
think that, but you're like,
right?
Hey, what do you know?
Well, good for her.
Good for Halle Berry. And I didn't even make myself into a creep for that one. That's pretty good.
Nope. I figured we weren't done yet.
Good, but I'll leave that one.
Leave it alone today.
Yeah.
Be a class act today.
Because it's
dry. Pretend.
Groundhog Day.
Oh, that's why.
more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.